People of the world, let's get together. Good afternoon and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we are very excited to be with here with you for another installment of our program. And we'd like to say that the Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio program is a hype-free zone. We're all about no nonsense and making sure that you get empowered with the truth and the things that you need to do to keep your pet healthier and happier and have some fun along the way. So our first guest this afternoon is someone who's involved very deeply in the world of companion animals as the executive director of the Amazing Pet Expos. And Ethan Barnett is someone who can really tell us a lot about how people respond to the excitement of companion animals and how vibrant and important a part of their lives it is, because he sees tens of thousands of people walking through his shows every single week. So, Ethan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I wanted to clarify, I'm actually not the executive director. I'm not that important. I'm a senior manager for the company. It's a for-profit company, so we're not set up to have an executive director, but it is a family-owned company with two presidents, and I'm really excited to be here, so thank you.
You're very welcome. I tried to give you a promotion. You know, I'm always trying to help my guests out any way that I can.
That's right. Make me sound more important than I am, really.
And I love the family-owned part of it, and I also like the profitable part. It just sounds like, you know, any business that makes a profit is fine by me. I think it's important that you know, we all make a living out here somehow while we're doing what we love to do. So tell me how you got started in the Pet Expo business, Ethan.
Well, for me personally, I had two pets, and I love pets, and I've always been in the world of event planning and event management. So there was a lot of synergy when they approached me to start taking on some roles with show management and show production. As a company, though, this company started with a single fundraiser in St. Louis. We're based out of St. Louis, and it was a fundraiser for a boxer rescue organization, one expo, and it's now grown to 37 across the country. Incredible growth, phenomenal growth, and we've had a great response from both pet owners and pet businesses. It's really a great show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, when was that first event and that you've grown from 1 to 37? When was that start?
That was in 2009. Since then, wow, we've had over 700,000 people walk through our doors and experience an amazing pet expo, which is unlike any other expo company or production in the country.
Well, 37 is certainly one heck of a broad sweep of venues and cities. And at this point, I want to make sure our listeners know that you can learn all about the Amazing Expos at AmazingExpos.com. Is that correct, Ethan?
Yeah, there's a couple of different options for learning more about the company. We have a website, www.AmazingPetExpos.com. That'll give you a full list of our show lineups. But then we also have specific community-focused websites that reach out to the specific areas where we have shows. So, for example, in Chicago, we have the Windy City Pet Expo, so you can go to windycitypetexpo.com, and that's all show-specific information. The AmazingPetExpos.com is going to be generic information about the shows, about what we do, kind of our mission, what we seek to do in every community that we're working with.
Now, Ethan, just to be clear, is that Expos with an S, AmazingPetExpos.com?
That's right, EXPOS.com.
Excellent. I just want to make sure everyone can find you, because it's very exciting for them to see when the show is going to come to them, you know, the most close to their home city. So tell me, when is your next event and where will that be held, if I may ask, please?
Well, the next event is the Steel City Pet Expo. It turns 4 years old this year. So it was added shortly after that initial expo. It is moving from Monroeville, which was just outside of Pittsburgh, to the downtown area. It's the David Lawrence Convention Center. And you know, we're really excited about that show. Pittsburgh's always been a great community, and that's coming up on June 28th.
Well, that sounds like a great opportunity for anyone in greater Pittsburgh to go and check out an amazing pet expo. And I know from my own history in the, you know, field of pet nutrition that I really can vouch that Pittsburgh is one heck of an animal friendly city, because I used to go out there and visit clients of all sorts. And I know Monroeville, and it's great, but moving downtown is certainly a great step for you. It's a really fun downtown area. So I encourage anyone hearing this to go online to the Steel City Pet Expo website, or to the amazingpetexpos.com, and get the information about the show. I'm sure tickets can be purchased online as well. And we know that there are sometimes some unusual things that happen in an environment where you have so many animals. Now, are people allowed to bring their own companion animals into the shows, Ethan?
Yeah, so a couple of details about the show. You mentioned that they could get tickets online, but we're actually a free show. It's one of the greatest things that we do with our event. We invite the general public to enjoy our event, minus one event, at no cost. So they can come out. It's free admission, and in a lot of cities, it's actually free parking as well. Now, that's not every city, and that's not always dependent upon us in setting those rates. We actually don't have anything to do with that. That's dictated to us. But we try to provide as many free options for people as possible, because that way they're spending money with the people that are there who we're representing and who are representing their companies. They're there, whether it's a rescue organization that's trying to collect donations for all the great services that they do, or if it's a company that's trying to get into the pet business and reach lots of consumers. It's a really great avenue for a new business or even an established business, whether they're local or national, to reach thousands of pet owners. Again, that's 700,000 consumers that have walked through our doors along with their pets. That 700,000 doesn't even reflect the number of pets that we see. So with our shows, they are, again, free admission, and you can bring your pet. The only thing we require with pets coming to the show is that you provide us some kind of documentation that shows that they're current on their vaccinations, and that they're on a fixed lead when they're at the event. Those are really the only stipulations that we have, and that's just to protect everyone so we can all have a safe and fun environment.
Of course. That sounds completely fair. Now, would you be kind enough to hold for the next segment? Because I'd love to learn a little bit more about some of the fun stories that you can tell from some of your events. So if you could join us back in a minute, we'd love to have you back in a second.
Absolutely.
All right, and I'll see you in a minute on Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 national nutrition awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Let's get together. Let's make this world a better place. Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network, your no-nonsense zone for animal nutrition, animal communication, and everything animal. And we'd like to welcome back our special guest, Ethan Barnett, Senior Manager with the Amazing Pet Expos. And if you're just joining us, the Amazing Pet Expos holds 37 events all around the United States. Any in Canada, Ethan?
Not in Canada, but we do have a show in Anchorage, Alaska. So we run from Anchorage all the way to South Florida, believe it or not.
Oh, well, that's a great spread geographically. So we're still all U.S., but a great selection of shows at amazingpetexpos.com. So please jump on their website to learn about all the shows and find one coming near you. And I've been talking to Ethan about some of the really cool people that are associated with making the Amazing Pet Expos such a special event and drawing over 700,000 guests in the last year. or since their beginning. And I'm really interested in hearing a little bit about your work with Shorty Rossi, the man who's so well known for the show Pit Boss on Animal Planet. I know that you have a ton of fans of that program out there in our audience as well. So could you tell us a little bit about how Shorty came to be part of the Amazing Pet Expos and what he does at your shows?
Well, again, there's a lot of synergy with what Shorty does and with a lot of the objectives and goals for Amazing Pet Expos. One of the things that's represented in every one of our shows is a talk about breed-specific legislation and how it's so harmful for the pets that it affects. And Shorty is certainly on page with being against breed-specific legislation. He is such a big advocate for the pit bull breed. There's a lot of synergy, again, with his efforts and with our efforts in reaching out to those rescues and working with them. And he was a perfect fit. He came to us and was interested in being the national spokesperson, and he has been just that. He travels tirelessly with our shows and then with his own shows. You think we travel a lot. We travel 37 shows, and he's probably times two on that with the amount of requests that he has. So he's been a really great advocate for the pit bull breed, for all breeds, for rescues, for adopting a pet, and for pet welfare, and he takes part in almost all of our shows.
Now, I guess it's important to point out, because it's a great story of redemption, that Mr. Rossi actually was in prison for over 10 years and came from that to become a celebrity and somebody respected in the dog world as he is. So, I think that just points to how the healing power of animals and the fact that there are so many programs even happening today as we speak in prisons that are, I think, doing really great work. And, let's face it, the folks that wind up on the wrong side of those walls are going to come back out again someday. And I think it's another testament to the amazing spiritual quality of dogs that they can be such a big role in someone's rehabilitation and a turnaround like this. So I think it's great that you're aligned with someone that has that message at their core.
Yes, and he's very open and honest in discussing the fact that the pit bull breed, he didn't just save a pit bull. The pit bull breed saved his life and made him who he is. And he is very appreciative of the bond that he established with the first dog that he rescued, Geisha. She is no longer with us physically, but is definitely still a huge part of what Mr. Rossi does, working tirelessly to save that breed. And he's very clear in his messaging, again, that breed saved his life, not vice versa. And he's very humble to acknowledge that.
Well, I think that speaks volumes about the man and about your work with him. And I can relate to that because our company has a spokes dog who's in heaven now as well. And that's Carly. And she's the one that informed me and taught me how to be a nutritionist. So I think it's just great the way that we can all share the fact that our animals really have so much more influence on our lives than I think that we can even imagine sometimes. Now, one thing that I really respect about your shows is that folks can go there and just hang out, walk around, have a good time, get lots of free samples from a lot of good pet food companies and treat companies. But there's also an educational element. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that, Ethan, because I think that the opportunity to go and do some learning and with these shows being free, which I think is amazing, tell us some of the courses and educational benefits that can occur at an Amazing Pet Expo, if you will. Didn't mind, Ethan?
Sure, certainly. There's a variety of options for anyone coming to the event, and it's definitely an event that you should plan to stay all day long. Ours are one-day events on Saturdays. They run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and there are various components that come together to create this atmosphere. In a lot of our shows, we'll try to do some kind of interactive contest, whether it's a costume contest with your pet, a talent show. You can show off your pet's unique talent. Pet owner musical chairs. I mean, we try to keep it fun and light and engaging. You can win great prizes from our exhibitors. And then on the educational side, there's a full schedule of entertainment on our main entertainment stage. And a lot of them, they're not infomercials for businesses. They're talking about becoming an advocate for pets and pet welfare, pet health care, localizing it to that specific community with leaders in that community who are up there giving presentations about the things that are taking place there. So we are all about educating people on how to become better pet owners, how to get involved in making changes from the pet legislation standpoint. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen at our shows. We also have agility courses showcasing the latest in dog agility. We've done lure chasing before where your dog can actually run and chase a target around the course so you can get some exercise for your pet. You can meet people that are behaviorists. They can answer your questions directly. They can meet your dog there. So it's really, I mean, it's an environment that's unlike any other. And again, it's free, so you have the opportunity to find the perfect fit for what you're looking for your pet.
Well, I can't imagine a better note to end on, and I'd love to have a chance to speak to you again, and I'm sure we will have that opportunity. And I'd like to attend one of your events, so let's make sure that we connect on that, and maybe we can even do some nutritional inspiration for your attendees, because that's our passion here at Clear Conscience Pet Talk. So thank you so much, Ethan, for being here with us this afternoon. And I want to remind everyone, go to amazingpetexpos.com, and you will see a wealth of information. Find the nearest show to you. Plan a big day out with the family and with your well-behaved dog on a lead with your vaccine information in hand so you don't get disappointed. And I think you're going to have a fabulous time. Thanks again, Ethan, and we'll catch you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome.
Love for the human race. Make it a better place.
I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get
welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio, and you are on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. Today, we had a great guest in our first segment, and I just wanted to mention some important details that were not brought in to our interview, and that is that you can actually get free nail trims, free vaccines for your dogs that need them. Please be aware that, you know, over-vaccinating is never advisable. Don't ever get vaccines that you don't need, but the fact that they're offering a no-cost vaccine option is just phenomenally generous. And there are adoption programs available, and I know that a lot of the rescue organizations justifiably are very strict, and they don't, you know, want to have people take an animal home. So please, when you consider adopting an animal, have a good game plan, and the Pet Expo could be a great place to start that process. So meet some great rescue groups at these events, and I think that you'll be well on your way to having a great time and also learning more about how to take great care of your companion animals. So I'd like to welcome our next guest, the subject that we're going to be talking about is one that's a little delicate, and that's the subject of poopy scooping. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, last week we talked about nutrition and how it affects the stool of a dog, and this week we're going to talk about picking that stool up. Isn't it fascinating that in our industry we can devote entire radio shows to that subject? So our guest is Steve Kaufman, and he is the inventor, CEO, head guru of Scoopet. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Anthony. How are you doing?
We're doing great, and we are excited to have you with us. We appreciate your taking the time to do it. And I had the pleasure of being introduced to you by a mutual friend, and He told me, I ran into a guy at a business event who was an entrepreneur and inventor in the pet products industry, and he thought I should meet you. And we've had some great talks, and I'm fascinated by anyone who is both an inventor and an entrepreneur, because I know how difficult both of those things are, because I try to do both of them as well. So tell us how you came to invent the Scoopette, and tell us about the device so that my listeners can have an idea of exactly what it does and how it does it.
Perfect. So thanks again for having me on. I have a German Shepherd and a Greater Swiss Mountain Dog mix. He's a great dog and probably the only one who listens in my entire family. But we go to the dog park a lot, and I'm constantly, with my family having to pick up after him, and there's been situations, much like we all have had, where our hands rip through the bag and we curse the gods in the sky. Why does this happen to good people? And we find barbaric ways to clean ourselves off so, we don't transmit any diseases or take them on, et cetera. So there's also issues in tall grass. I've seen people, double dipping, concrete nightmares. I mean, we've all been there.
I encourage anyone who's hearing this to check out some of the videos on the Scoopette website. What is your website, Steve?
It's www.scoopette.com.
Scoopette.com. Yeah, because there's some really fun videos of really Steve telling the story of Scoopette. So I am really entertained by what you're doing, because you make a subject that can be, again, some people might be a little like squeamish about it. You make it fun, because let's face it, if you're walking your dog, you're facing this every single day. And there's one thing that we all have in common as pet guardians: we all have to clean up in some way or another. Even if you have a fenced in backyard, for health reasons, it's very important to keep on top of that. And when you're walking your dog through the neighborhood, certainly if you don't want to become the least popular person in your neighborhood, you darn well better be cleaning up after your dog. So tell us how the Scoopette makes that cleanup easier, Steve.
Sure. So I created a device. I couldn't find anything in the market that was small, transportable, with a separation barrier, and facilitated a lot of the frustrations we encounter, like tall grass and concrete and sand. But when I took to the streets, I found out there were a lot of other frustrations that people encounter that I personally didn't have and or didn't think of. That would be sometimes people have to use two hands in a bag. Sometimes people forget bags altogether. And there are inconvenient devices out there for transportation. The other frustration is tying the bag when you're done, and we all know the jogger who's swinging the bag around the trash can. So I made a purchase to the initial product, and with them included doubling the inner core of the palm center of your hand to allow for heavy volume, doubling the thickness for durability, placing gaps in the blade that allow for serrating grass, and obviously a flush surface on the bottom for picking up on concrete. And I wanted the device to be super transportable and not another thing we carry around. That was a big hurdle. So I made it collapsible, about the size of a cell phone when closed, but again, when open, can double the length with diameter of your hand. And although it can fit in your pocket, on your purse, should remain sanitary all the time, it could fasten around your pocket if you if you carry your wallet in your front pocket. You're not going to be able to fit it, but you can fit it on the outside. There's magnets on there that allow it to fasten. But most importantly, there are rubber friction blocks on the inside that allow the device to fasten around the leash. So it's just synonymous with the leash when you go on the walk, providing an elastic dispenser. So you have an array of roll sizes that can now fit in there, as well as an array of bag sizes that can fit in there. And a frustration, again, was swinging the bag around. So I created a mold mechanism on the outside, which is basically just a clip, and you don't have to tie it. I measured it so you can slide the bag under that clip, so it's precisely measured, and it's a 1-2-3 process. So the device maximizes the efficiency of your hand while minimizing the steps involved.
Wow, you have done a lot of homework in this area, my friend. I didn't want to interrupt you because it's amazing to hear how well thought out your concept is. And it's a shame that we are on radio in that sense that we can't show the device, but that's what the website's for. Now, we are going to be coming up to a break in a little bit, but before we do that, tell people about when the product will be available, because I know that you're in prototype stage, and you've sold a lot of the product through some of your crowdfunding efforts. So when will the product be available, and can people go to your website to pre-order the Scoopette?
Yeah, so right now we're doing continual pre-orders. The inventory is slotted to show up in September, late August. So I'm shooting for August, and they can go to scoopette.com and then go to the contact page and contact me directly if interested. I'd be more than happy to provide some freebies to individuals who reference this radio network.
Oh, that's great. That's a very generous offer, and I'm sure some folks will take you up on that. Now, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the business aspect, because I think that, again, a lot of our listeners are interested in starting a business of their own, or they have an invention idea. And I'd like to just talk to you a little bit about the process without getting too proprietary. So if you wouldn't mind holding over for the next break, we'd love to have you for our next segment.
Great. Looking forward.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network, your no-nonsense zone in the world of pet nutrition and pet care. And we'd like to welcome back our fabulous guest, Steve Kaufman, the king of scooping, the CEO and inventor of Scoopette. Now, Steve, I would like you to tell us a little bit about some of the trials and tribulations, because, you know, people want to keep it real, and it's very difficult, as I know, in the nutrition business to create a new product, but to create an invention from an idea, it's much more daunting than most people could ever realize. So I think that if you tell us a little bit about the crowdfunding aspect and how you were able to go out and raise like your first funds through, was it Kickstarter?
Well, I tried get on Kickstarter. Right. So if people are not familiar with crowdfunding, they can Google it, et cetera. But it's a new concept and an old idea where people put in money for a project or a product to support it or to pre-order it. And there's perks associated. My perks were discounts. And other perks could be, you know, for example, the Statue of Liberty pedestal was crowdfunded, and for everybody who gave $50, got their name on the Statue of Liberty pedestal, and they received a small, you know, miniature Statue of Liberty. So that's just a general gist of crowdfunding. So the new concept is an online platform, Kickstarter.com being the bulk, monopolizer of this segment. But there are a couple others that come in close second and third. But yeah, Kickstarter does a heavy screening, and since my product did deal with the taboo segment, they were hesitant on taking it on and therefore denied the project. And it, you
so
know,
the Kickstarter people aren't big poop fans.
No, they like to repeat they like to repeat what has worked for them. Because you got to remember, there's a profit associated with what they do, so they're only going to take on products that can benefit them as well. It's a gadgety type of site. It's fine. I understood. Perhaps when I come out with a new watch or something, they'll take me on. However, Indiegogo...
Now, what platform did you wind up on, Steve, when Kickstarter didn't really wind up being the right one for you?
Right. So Plan B, I mean, has to be in the back of your mind. That's Indiegogo.com. I mean,
Indiegogo, okay.
Yep, they're a great platform for crowdfunding. The way it works is you get a lot of time frame. It's about 60 days. Don't allow 90, but 60 is a good number. And I had generated a pipeline of interest. So taking first prototype, going to mom and pop shop, and a couple consumer shows, you know, keeping control of my cars, finding out what people wanted, whether it was viable or if I was just playing crazy, and was there an actual need in the market. And doing so, you collected names, interests, telephone numbers, and emails, and circled back to them when I launched on the crowdfunding platform.
Now, I understand that you had the opportunity and we can't talk too much about it, but you were part of a large audition for the very, very popular Shark Tank program that took place up in the Boston area where you're headquartered. So I don't want to talk to you anything about results because I'm sure that that's very preliminary. But tell us a little bit about the experience of going to a Shark Tank audition, because I think that everyone sort of fantasizes they're going to do that someday if they have a product idea. How did that work?
Right. I mean, you definitely have to have some form of momentum, numbers in order, but it was interesting. We got there early, waited in line. It wasn't very well marketed for good reasons, because then you get every maniac out there in the world with two rubber bands. But, you know, for those that were, you know, specifically interested and followed where these auditions were taking place, we're there and we're ready to go. So there's about 400, 450 people that were there waiting for a couple hours in freezing cold. But once you get up there, you give your pitch for 1 minute, and it's very Hollywood.
Wow, 1 minute.
Yeah. And very Hollywood. We'll let you know. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Wow. Well, I wish you, I'll be rooting for you, because you know what? I saw your prototype, and it seems like a very solid and well-made device. And the reason that you're doing all the hard work you're doing to get it to market is because it really is something that people can use, will use, and there isn't anything quite like it on the market. So I applaud you for that, Steve, for being original and going out and having the courage to go out and create a new product. And let's face it, it's a great example for what the American system is supposed to be all about, which is entrepreneurialism and taking a risk to create something greater and better. And I know you have a young family. And so we just want you to know that we here at All Paul's Pet Talk Radio and Clear Conscience Pet are real supporters of what you're doing. Your heart comes from a great place. And now tell us what you think the future brings for Scoop Pet. Now, you're saying around August, we should be able to start seeing product coming in August or September, and are we going to see you in some big stores? Are we primarily online? Where will be the best places to buy this pet?
Well, right now it's going to be primarily online. However, I'm in close to 50 mom and pops across the country already who are looking forward to stocking some inventory. So, you know, the big box retailer is always a dream. Trying to scale the product, Shark Tank is always a dream. HDTV, not HD, you know, as seen on TV. So these are areas that, you know, are the scalable options, but we got to crawl before we walk. So, you know, for those guys who want to help me launch this product, try it out, get out there, use it, give me some feedback, that would be fantastic. And go to scoopbet.com and just contact me directly. And right now, the pre-order phase, like I mentioned, more than happy to give away some freebies associated with the pre-order. But at the end of the day, when inventory gets here, we're really prioritizing our time into online orders to really get this going from the niche category of people who see it applicable to their daily life.
Well, I'll make you a deal. If the radio still has me, I'll have you when you have your product out and ready to sell. And we will look forward to that opportunity. And I want to one more time tell people to go to ScoopEtt, that's ScoopEtt.com, and that's the place to really kind of lock and load and get connected with Steve and be among the first on your block. You will be the envy of your neighbors and friends. And if you're the first person at your dog park with the ScoopEtt, maybe you better buy 10 of them, because you'll probably be people will be throwing money at you to buy yours from you. So thank you for taking the time to be on with us and for being fun and having a product that, you know what, it's good to really get down and dirty once in a while. And this is a product that keeps you actually up and clean instead of down and dirty. So congratulations on your invention, and we wish you nothing but great success in the future and look forward to talking to you next time.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks. You have a good time. Love for the human race, make it a
better race. Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. I'd like to take this opportunity, since this is a relatively new program and I'm a new host, to talk to you about what our goals are for this program, because I think there's a lot of clutter and sound out there in the media about animal care. And I find, as someone who's been in the industry of animal nutrition specifically for over 20 years and making myself sound a bit old there, that I find that there's too much hype and not enough clarity when it comes to how we talk about caring for our animals. So when I had this opportunity, I made it clear that our job was going to be the place to go when you don't want to hear the bull. You don't want to hear the hype and the nonsense. We'll talk to people about their products and give them fair and honest opportunities. And frankly, we wouldn't bring a product on my program if I didn't think that it was a good product and had something fun and beneficial to offer to you. But I will tell you that we are going to be very, very clear about our goal is protecting your interests as guardians of companion animals. This is something that we do as a labor of love, all of us who have an animal in our lives. And I think that this station, this little place that we're trying to create here at Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio, is going to be a no-hype zone. Let's have fun with it, but let's also give you advice that you can really use and challenge some of the orthodox viewpoints out there, and make sure that we bring people on that can provide new and exciting points of view, whether it be in the homeopathic and alternative areas in veterinary medicine, whether it be in new exciting products, whether it be in giving people advice about how to seek healthcare and health insurance is another exciting topic these days about animals. So, and we welcome your suggestions. We'd love you to contact us. You can just email us at anthony@clearconsciencepet.com is the best way to reach me directly. And we'd love your ideas for programs, or if you'd like to be a guest on the program, please send me a note and tell me what you do. And we'll entertain any possibility, as long as we think it could be valuable to our listeners. And while we're having this opportunity, I just wanted to tell everyone that as summer really starts to hit in here in the Northeast, we're experiencing some really hot weather. And I think that weather pattern is pretty consistent throughout the country now. And it's a really important time to be aware of some of the pitfalls of caring for our animals this time of year. Remember that your dog on a long walk in very hot weather cannot sweat like you do, and they can get very overheated easily. So if you see your dog, you know, struggling to keep up with you, your dogs have this amazing dedication to us and they don't want to stop. Please be aware, keep an eye on your dog, and if they seem like they're overheating, you know, get back into the house and shorten those walks a little bit, take more frequent, shorter walks, perhaps get out earlier in the morning. So keep that in mind. Your dog is also going to eat a little less when the weather is hotter. And, you know, I'm not telling you to take half the food out of their bowl, but as a nutritionist, I can tell you that people tell me all the time, well, my dog gains weight in the summer. Well, your dog's natural body metabolism in warmer weather cranks up a little bit, so they really are not going to need quite as much food. And the warmer weather means that they're not trying to create heat in their bodies. So without getting too complicated, just cut back a little bit on the food. I know that your animal will love you for it because they'll be more fit. And one thing we don't want is our animals to be overweight, because that's a big cause of health problems. The other thing is, of course, parasites, fleas and ticks being the key ones that we're always thinking about. And here in the Northeast, especially in Connecticut, where Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio is headquartered, we are the capital of Lyme disease in the United States, and I guess in the world. Unfortunately, it's not a claim to fame that we would like to have, but there are no really easy answers to the problems of tick control and prevention. And I say observation is your best friend when it comes to taking care of your animal. Keep an eye on them. A lot of times you just have to take a look when you come in from a walk or letting your dog out, and you can get the ticks off and before they even can attach to the dog's body. Certainly there are topical medications and there are internal medications. My opinion on those is very skeptical, because I believe in the natural philosophy of animal care. So please research those products well. I'm not going to tell you what not to use. I think that it's just important that you have your eyes wide open, and the internet is full of information, and there are alternatives and there are natural products out there. And finally, I want you to understand that your animals really can hear you. They can hear your thoughts. They can pick up on your emotions. And something I like to say to people is that don't just talk to your animals or talk at them. Try to listen to them. They're trying to tell you lots of things, and all you need to do is open your heart and your mind a little bit, and I believe that you'll hear your animals talking to you. So be a good listener and not just a talker. Our animals are our best companions. They don't judge us. They don't, you know, ask us for more money. They don't ask us for more of anything except for our love and our attention, and that's what they want from us. And so be a aware and a health-conscious pet guardian. And make sure that you understand that your animal really lives to make you happy. So give them back that same love in return, and it'll pay you off thousandfold in your life and in your emotional health and well-being, since we know that animals do contribute directly to our health as humans. And there's been proven in many studies, lowering blood pressure, reducing stress, therapy dogs, of all sorts, for everything from those who are unfortunately physically disabled to wounded combat veterans, to people who need help with other emotional support. Dogs can really make all the difference, and as can cats. And for some folks, you know, birds, snakes, fish, animals are God's presence and gift on the planet. And I'm not being religious. I'm just saying, on a spiritual level, understand that your animals that are around you are not objects. They are soulful beings, and that they deserve to be treated as such. And on that note, we will be signing off for this week's episode of Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. Please join us on Facebook at Clear Conscience Pet or online at clearconsciencepet.com. And thank you for listening to the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network.